and I'm the manager of the fellowship program. And as part of the program, I was introducing ICANN to the fellows. And so was asked if I would take this presentation to the public so that others could perhaps get a benefit from learning more about ICANN as a structure, as an organization, as well as learning more about the ICANN meeting and the ICANN meeting week. And so this public presentation was born in order to bring more of our new participants into the fold. So we're at that point where if one thing's going to go wrong, it's all going to go wrong, so give me a sec. Okay, so the big question for everybody is you finally arrive, and I think this meeting was one of those meetings where everybody arrived at their hotels with a story, because there was absolutely nothing easy about getting to this ICANN meeting. We had snowstorms in Europe. We had strike in Madrid. We had airline delays, backups, change of flights, change of airports and locations. So it takes quite a bit to get here in the first place. And then when you finally do get feet on the ground, if you're new to this community, new to an ICANN meeting, you really do find yourself standing and looking around and saying, okay, congratulations, I'm registered. Now what? What's my next step? I want to share with everyone that I, 4 years ago, was in your shoes. And that's one of the reasons that I so enjoy giving this presentation. I was a new member of the ICANN staff, had just joined in February, and was sent to the San Juan meeting that June. I had barely gotten an opportunity to know the staff, let alone anything about the community, and not a lot about the work that ICANN was involved with. So I went there, jumped on the plane, got to the hotel, lost my luggage, looked around, got embraced with a group, as you will find happens to you all the time here, said, come along, have some dinner, your luggage will get here, had great conversations, felt like, okay, this is going to work. The next day the meeting started, and I was alone. And every room that I opened, every door that I opened into a room, felt like a bunch of people who had something to do, and none of it had anything to do with me. And they didn't really need me there either. So it was quite an experience without any guidance to try to walk through a conference wanting to learn, wanting to participate, wanting to be part of it all, and not knowing how to get yourself introduced in. I'm sorry, this is just not going to be... I can't tell you that this is going to be easy with me turning around every 2 seconds, but we'll get through it. So the first thing that you need to know is that ICANN is a bottom-up community. Okay, it is a multi-stakeholder model, meaning we engage from the bottom up. We have supporting organizations. We have advisory councils, advisory committees. And decisions are made by the public, by the community. And the community is anyone who steps in the door of an ICANN meeting. The community is anyone who remotely participates. The community is anyone involved in the internet who wants to take part in what ICANN is doing. So multi-stakeholder model is all of you now. You are now part of that because you've arrived here, you have a voice, you have something to say, and you are part now of that bottom up. Your voice needs to be heard. ICANN is responsible for the global coordination of the Internet's unique identifier system. Part of ICANN is IANA, and we kind of grew, you know, within each other, and responsible for the assigning of names and numbers, responsible for Internet Protocol, or working with IETF, Internet Protocol is built. ICANN is about security, stability, and resiliency of the Internet. ICANN is not about content. ICANN is not about your specific perhaps provider at home, but ICANN is about making sure that the root servers, that the Internet infrastructure, that the system is secure and resilient. Resilient against natural disasters, resilient against unnatural disasters. Corn flicker from a year or two ago. The resiliency is built into the system by the community members of different supporting organizations and the ICANN staff through bottom-up policy built to make sure that we do what we can to ensure the stability and the security of the Internet and resiliency if there is a problem. Many tests are done, many studies are done to make sure that this can happen. ICANN is absolutely impacting the expansion and evolution of the Internet. You'll hear this week, and you'll be involved in sessions about DNSSEC, about internationalized domain names, about new generic top-level domains. So we are very much about the explosion, the expansion, and the evolution of the Internet. So what do you say about ICANN? Because it's very complex, and yet we need to make it very simple. Because indeed, sometimes you just say, this is not rocket science. You know, this is just, you know, going onto your computer and running the Internet right there with your single finger. There is a lot of complexity to ICANN. It's one of the things that we as staff and the community members involved have to get through some of the complex issues and the structure that we have built about ourselves, because in honesty, there is simplicity in the complexity. You can break it down to how ICANN works. This is more from an operational or a technical aspect of the names, numbers, protocol, and our security, stability, and resiliency, because that is what we're about: names, numbers, establishing protocol, and the security and stability of the Internet. And so when you look at this intersecting diagram about ICANN, within ICANN, you're talking about the registries. You're talking about .com, .org, .mil, .gov, .net. You're talking about the registrars. And if I start to name registrars, I'll get myself in trouble. But those who are allowing you to have space on the Internet, okay, that you can go to, I know I'll get myself in trouble, GoDaddy, one of the registrars, okay, and get your own name for use on the Internet, right? The registrants are those of us that do that action. So we have the registrants. We have the registrars who provide us the service to get the space to the registries who run the, they're the registry service provider that runs your service. So that runs not your Internet service at home, but is the machine behind making it all work. That's my most simplistic way. The numbers, assigning addresses. Of course, all of us can't get our head around a set of numbers. We can get our head around a name or a acronym for what something is. So 192.001.13892, that's Gladys. No, right? So we need to have a name to the number. Protocol development, how the system is run. And root server, we talk about the root server advisory committee, who is part of the ICANN community, who are looking at ways to better run the root server systems, right? And we as a staff are supporting and working with them. But ICANN coordinates the entire domain name space. So it takes a village to raise a child, and it takes a community to create and implement policy. And what we have here is showing acronyms for what you're going to be hearing and being part of all week. The communities, the constituency groups of ICANN. Starting at the top, the Government Advisory Committee, the At-Large Advisory Committee, the Root Server Security Advisory Committee, the Security and Stability Advisory Committee, the Addressing Supporting Organization, I should have turned off Skype, the Generic Name Supporting Organization, and the Country Code Name Supporting Organization. So all of these constituency groups and their stakeholders are what make up the ICANN community. And as you, as a new arrival to ICANN, what you need to do is to invite yourself in to each and every one of these communities. You need to understand where you came from your academic background, your regional needs, your community's needs. If you are developing your own, perhaps thinking about your own at-large back in your community, if you're thinking about finding where you belong, where you can have the most impact, where your voice needs to be heard, what are your issues and concerns, where does it best fit in? To government-related, ALAC at large is for the end users. Most people, for the first time when they come here, find a home in at large because it's really about who you are, what you need as an end user of the Internet. The CCNSO, the Country Code Naming Supporting Organization, about the country codes, the top-level domains, right? The generic is an unusual constituency group in or very unique in that they have a variety of stakeholders who all have their own mission, be it a business constituency looking out for the business providers, the non-commercial stakeholders group. You might have the trademark protection part of the GNSO, each one needing to separately lend their voice into the generic name supporting organization so that they can get their agenda into policy and the policy then perhaps implemented. And I have the link here. This PowerPoint presentation will be on the ICANN website in the schedule and remote schedule section. You can click on it. You can download this presentation as well as going back to find these links which take you to the structure of ICANN.
Yes.
The address supporting organization. Sure.
To the registrar and the stuff that you mentioned, what about the organization who give the name, domain names? What do you call it? I mean, for instance, us, we providing name connected with IQ for Iraq, domain names for Iraq. What do you call us? As what? Registrar or?
A CCTLD. CCTLD.
You can't put ourselves in that position. I mean, it's a different position, isn't it?
So a CCTLD is part of the CCNSO. The registries, registrars are part of the GNSO, generic name or top-level domains versus a country code top-level domain. Just a couple things of what's been happening in ICANN, which is the global policy for handling the IPv4 address space, and then the introduction of the IPv6. DNSSEC, or the signing of the root for more security of the root system, the delegation of IDN, international domain names, ccTLD's fast track, 15 strings so far from 12 countries are now in the root, and that came about last November, I believe it was November 16th, I think, that we launched the IDN fast track ccTLD. And accountability and transparency reviews, which you'll hear about. ATRT were full of acronyms in ICANN, but the accountability and transparency reviews that continually go on to be a check for the ICANN community and how the ICANN community in its different pieces and parts is running, what's working, what isn't. And we are an open and transparent organization. Everything that we do has to be open and transparent to our community. And what the future holds. This meeting is one of the hot topics, as it's been for the past several years, is the launch of the new generic top-level domains. So there'll be many sessions, starting from beginner sessions onto the advanced, onto learning how to make an application here in the Cartagena meeting. Increased DNS security, increased domain name security. There are several sessions on that as well. Vertical integration policy development. The generic name supporting organization is about developing policy of things that are important to the community. Vertical integration, relationship between registries and registrars as it applies to the new top-level domains. The registration abuse policy recommendations, registrar accreditation, who is studies, internationalized domain names, PDP, policy development process. The IDNs, the international domain names, have been on a fast-track basis for those countries who are ready to have an IDN ccTLD, an international domain name ccTLD. But there are those countries, and there is more policy to be created around a longer-term process. And so the internationalized domain name PDP is that longer process, that more developed policy around obtaining an IDN ccTLD. The delegation and redelegation working group, this is about ccTLDs, a delegation and a redelegation of a ccTLD. And ICANN organizational reviews. There are working groups set up to, again, look into how ICANN is running, how ICANN is operating in its different pieces and parts. Again, a continual review process of who we are and what we're doing.
You just mentioned the duties of ICANN. Regarding to my country, who will be responsible for doing these duties? I mean, do you have any idea? These, which belong to ICANN.
Not at all. I'm not the end-all be-all on all the different pieces and parts, but the duties depend on what exactly you're talking about. If there's government involvement, if the government is involved, if it is the registrars or the registries within the country, everyone has their own piece and part. So to be very specific about who does all these things in ICANN in your country, that's up to your country. That's not for ICANN to tell you how to do that. If the government wants to run .ir, then that's done. If another operator wants to run it, then that's done. In a process around how that is done is
Regarding the domain names, I understand that there is some organization in such country will responsible for these things, but regarding, for instance, DNS stuff or jobs, who will be responsible? For instance, I try to make a project in my country regarding to the DNS, and unfortunately they say that this is not your responsibility to do that. And in the other hand, there is no another organization which try to do these things, this stuff, for managing or trying to managing the DNS service in my country. So I just wonder who's going to manage these things or to give duties to any organization in such as my country.
Again, that's not for ICANN to do. No, we don't dictate who runs the top-level domain in any country. We don't dictate the development of registrars. We that's not what we do. Yeah, so it just depends on who is providing that initial service in your country. Is it, you know, is the government running the top-level domain? So that's the first stop. Well, you're here to find out. What I would say to you is after the session, let me get very specifically about what you need and let me try to line you up specifically with some people for, I can't tell you answers, but I can tell you information about how to go to get the answer. Because again, ICANN's not here to dictate or to tell or to do that, but we can help you find ways and groups to do that. Right. Mandy is saying in potential models to go home and propose. So that's the best way, is just to connect you directly with staff or community members who understand what you're going through and can help to find some answers for you. But actually, it's really good question, because, again, reinforces what ICANN can and can't, does and does not do, right? So we don't get involved in that way, but we do provide the support by people coming here to the community and finding people that have gone through similar situations and can give you advice on how to do. There is no, many times, like in the sense of like a redelegation of a country code. A government is running it. Another organization would like to take that, you know, to run it. There is no set way to get that done. It's a path that you need to follow, knowing where you need to get to. But you can get advice from others who have been down that path and try to make it work in your own model. Okay. So basically what we say to everyone, it's, we tell you the things that ICANN is, the ICANN community is concerned about. That's not ICANN staff, that's ICANN community. The ICANN community, everyone here, everyone out there, everyone here at this conference center, what is the community interested in having the ICANN staff work on? What's the community interested in working on themselves? What policy needs to be developed to make the internet run and evolve in the ways that we want it to happen? Policies are built within ICANN. Policies are developed. They're created, they're developed, and brought to the staff to implement once passed by the board. The community is the, being involved in the ICANN community is the only way to get your voice heard in such, you know, a condition that you can meet the right people, find some answers, and go back to your communities and your regions to try to bring some resolution. And the names of the people, the connections, the email addresses, the phone numbers that you collect here become your lifeline to learn the rest of the answers. The staff is published on the ICANN website. You can find any staff member, and I say this and it probably, you know, kills some staff members or go, oh my God, now I'm going to get all these emails. Our name, janice.lang@icann.org. It's that simple. We, as staff, are busy up to our noses, but we as staff, we work for you. We work for the community. We are here to be the ones to provide the answers. The SOs, the supporting organizations, the ACs, the advisory committees, whether it's the government, the country code, the addressing, the generic top-level domains. All those community members are here for you. They are here this week with a busy agenda, but they are here for all of you. Your first line of defense, your first line of getting in is not letting a door shut on you. There are very few closed sessions at the ICANN meetings. Most of them are with the GAC, the Government Advisory Committee. Any other session that you see on the schedule is open to everyone. The mics are there for you to use. I used to be a teacher, and I say it to the fellowship participants that come with me, there are no dumb questions. It's the same as when you were 5 years old, or 10, or 16. If you're new at something, and you have experienced people around you with knowledge, raise your hand, go up to the mic, and ask the people in the room. They all were where you were at one time. Nobody just arrived here with all the knowledge. And a lot of the folks that are walking around the halls are looking for knowledge. They have a little bit of experience here and a little bit there, and they're here to learn more too. But if you don't put your hand out and say, I see you're from X, I'm from Y, I came here to learn about this, can you help me? If you see an ICANN staff badge, you have a question, stop, ask them. I need a little help here. I need to know where this meeting is being taken place. I need to know where this is going to happen. Trust me, if we're on the way to a presentation or we're on our way to going somewhere, we'll let you know. But a name card and a switch over and say, could you get a hold of me later? I really need to ask this question. Member of the community, I was just in that work session. I saw that you were up as the speaker. I think I can learn from you. Can you please take some time here this week? If not, here's my card. Could we please get in touch? This is an amazing week that you have so many incredibly experienced, knowledgeable, involved, motivated people around you. There'll be 1,000, 1,100, 1,200 people here to have flown all the way here through snowstorms and strikes and canceled flights, and to not put your hand out, to not exchange business cards, to not raise your hand, to not step up to the mic, will be a real shame. Because that's why you're here. You're here because you need some answers. You're here because you need some more knowledge. And the only way that you're going to find that is to step out, do what this gentleman did, raise his hand, get the mic to mouth, and we can start to provide answers. But when you're getting involved, you can look at the ICANN website. Specifically, you can come to the policy section. You can look at every piece of policy that is currently being developed and worked on. You can look at public comment. Your voice can be heard on a mic being here. Your voice can be heard through going into public comment. There are probably about 30 different papers or 50 different papers that even out right now for public comment. Read them. Your answers come through to the ICANN staff. The ICANN staff, in a summary analysis, is obligated to answer those questions. So public comment is another great way to go in, find what the topics are, what the issues are, and ask your questions to get the direct answers. We also on our website have all the current news, like .jo with an IDN CCTLD. Any current news that's going on with DNSSEC and the signing of the route, you can find in our press room and in our in-focus areas. The ICANN website is a huge source of information, but you always want to find a person. You can read a lot, but you want to find a person. So you can find that person by finding a staff member, finding a community member, listening to the presentations, and asking your questions, and getting follow-up. At this point, that's my show. Does anyone have any other questions? Anyone but you? No, just kidding.
Thank you for your presentation. Unfortunately, this presentation should be in the first place. I mean, you know by the database who's new for the meeting, who will come to the meeting, and when you give them knowledge about what's going on in the meeting, they will understand what's going on. But unfortunately, when they don't know what's going on and they put themselves in very bad situation, an embarrassing situation, this is kind of, you know, bad introduction for the person who's come to.
We actually do not have that in our database right now. I do not do that. We are working on it, but it's also a legal matter. We are working on it. We agree with you 100%. We'd like to get all of the new people here because we think it's an essential and important part of the first step. But right now, I'm not pulling that source yet. But we're working on it, and we're getting there. You're welcome. One other thing, just to say, you kind of triggered my memory here. Just on the fact of the schedule, we kind of talked about at the beginning here that the meeting got changed and very quickly. The schedule is on the ICANN website. The schedule is on .mobi. The schedules are on scroll throughout the halls. There's many ways to find out what the current schedule is, but you do need to keep updated because the rooms do change. Some presentations do go over. So you do need to keep a constant eye on the schedule for the week. Any other questions?
Okay. It's just a comment. My name is Chris Chimanga. I understand my fellow in front is preoccupation. But as you come, just it's your first time, and I just want to share maybe quickly my experience. If you can allow me just maybe 5 seconds. You might...
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. you might get here and you don't know exactly. You've got a lot of questions to ask. And I can remember my first time to come to ICANN. It was in Nairobi, where I didn't know anything at all. There's a website where you might find more information, but I can tell you one thing, that as you start like by today and tomorrow and getting into any of the conference hall, you will know exactly what is what and where to find the information. Perhaps today you might find yourself a bit, you're not sure about where to locate yourself. Or those questions that you do have might not have answered by now. But I can promise you, come Friday, you're just going to be laughing and know exactly where to find the information. And thank you. That's what I wanted to share.
I appreciate that. And you just made me think of something, which is there's a lot about all the meetings and the sessions and the intensity. But you also learn so much from the hallways, the hallway conversations, and the socials. Two things, you got to let off a little steam because this is a lot of intense stuff going on during the day. So at night, it is good to go out, and it is good to hang out in the social arenas, shall I say, the gala. Going downtown, going to where you see other ICANN people are going. It's for fun. It's for a little release. It's for some great Colombian food, great Colombian beer. Thank you. Had that. But that's where the networking and the community are. And they continue to talk throughout the night. We really don't know how to shut up about the internet. So everyone continues to talk throughout the evening. It's not just about, hey, you know, how's your mom or how's your dog? This is serious business, and everyone takes it with them everywhere they go. And if you have a question at 10 o'clock at night and you see someone there, trust me, they are there because they're discussing with other community members things that went on during the day and things that are going to go on the next day and things that are happening. and they will absolutely embrace you to come up in hallways, bars, social arenas, other than perhaps, you know, letting someone have their dinner alone. But it really is about the total network experience here. There's really not a minute to lose. And so you can do it whether in a session or after a session or after hours work. Okay. Any other questions? All right. Well, I thank you all very much. And again, I'm Janice. I can be found in the hallways and byways all over the place. And I have no problem at all if you need to stop me and ask if there's someone else that you need to talk to or a topic that you need a little bit more discussion on. I love delegating to my other staff members. So just, you know, bring it on to me because I will surely find a home for it. Thank you and have a great week.